the president is scheduled to meet tomorrow with community and opinion leaders from Chibok, the parents of the girls who managed to escape, the parents of girls who are still in Boko Haram captivity, and then some of the girls themselves who managed to escape from captivity. And, you know, this is something that the president had always wanted. You know that the president had made efforts initially to meet with various stakeholders from, you know, Chibok and from the northeastern part of the country. This has been part of the effort by government to address the challenge of terrorism in that part of the country. The president set up a dialogue committee which met with various stakeholders. The president also set up, after April 14, a fact-finding committee which visited Chibok on a fact-finding mission. But it then happened that during that visit by the fact-finding committee, the parents refused to meet with that committee. And since then, the president has been looking for an opportunity to sit down together, you know, with the parents directly and with the girls themselves, the ones that have escaped, to reassure them of the government's commitment, to empathize with them, and to, you know, bring them up to date about the efforts being made by the administration to ensure that the girls are brought back home safely. And Mr. President's position is that, look, terror is a big challenge for Nigeria and for the rest of the world. The process of rescuing the girls may look like, you know, is taking some time, but government remains committed. And government is optimistic that at the end of the day, you know, it will succeed in bringing the girls back home safely.
The
meeting is scheduled for tomorrow, 11 a.m., and, you know, the president is looking forward to it.
The Bring Back Our Girls campaign, as well as some parents of the Chibok girls, have said that information about government efforts to look for these girls and bring them back home appear to be limited, and they appear to be frustrated over 90 days since these girls were abducted. How do you respond to such concerns?
I don't think, you know, it would be fair to say that information is limited as at this time. It is true that initially, people were asking for more information about the operations, more information about the progress being made. But that was, you know, early in the days. The government has since set up a national information center, which provides information on a daily basis. And then you also have the Directorate of Defense Information, which keeps everybody up to date on a daily basis. So the point about information, I think we've since gone beyond that, you know. But whatever criticisms, you know, may be thrown in the direction of government, as I said, is understandable because, you know, people are pained, they feel pained. People are feeling a sense of outrage because what we're dealing with here is human lives. It's an assault. Terrorism is an assault on human freedom. So the expectation, of course, on the part of the parent will be that, look, they want quick results. Okay? But, you know, government continues to reassure the parents and other stakeholders that, look, government is committed to one major objective, to ensure that the girls are brought back home safely and that in these and other matters, the terrorists do not prevail, that evil does not prevail. That is President Jonathan's commitment, and he remains focused. And a lot has been done in terms of further strengthening the capacity of the security forces, collaborating with stakeholders at all levels, state and local. And it's on the basis of this that, you know, in recent times, I mean, the security forces have succeeded in even arresting some of the commanders and the operational foot soldiers of Boko Haram. You know, the quality of intelligence that has been picked up is very high. But what the security forces are saying is that they are also at the same time being cautious because, you know, they don't want a situation whereby the Boko Haram terrorists out of desperation eliminate the girls. Because the terrorists, they've made that very clear that, you know, they will stop at nothing. So they're being cautious. So it's not something that can be, you know, that can be handled carelessly. So great care is being taken in ensuring that, you know, the operation brings the girls back home safely. But there are other steps that government has taken, and there's a lot of information on that in the public domain. Government has launched a presidential Initiative for the Northeast, which is an economic recovery program in collaboration with the state governments and the private sector. Government has launched a Safe Schools Initiative, which is in collaboration with the former Prime Minister of the UK, Gordon Brown, and that is focused on ensuring safe access to schools, that the right of children to education is not violated by anybody, be they terrorists or anarchists.
Now, Dr. Abati,
and government also has launched what it calls a victim support fund to support victims of terrorism and to assist these affected families, in every way possible.
Dr. Abati, one question people keep asking, especially Nigerians that I have spoken to, appear to say, does the government know where these girls are and the efforts being made to ensure that they are brought back to their parents?
Well, the Chief of Defence Staff once addressed that issue, and that was weeks ago, when he declared publicly that, government has enough intelligence and to determine and that they know, the security forces know where the girls are being kept. Okay? But, he also cautioned at the time that they cannot give too much details because they don't want to turn the girls into cannon fodder. But I wanted to reassure everyone that every step will be taken to ensure that the girls are brought back home safely. What everybody must realize is that, yes, the concern is understandable. The extent of the outrage, there can be no limit to it. It's all understandable. But at the same time, the security forces have made it clear that they cannot provide such information that will empower the terrorists. And that this is an unconventional kind of situation. It's an unconventional kind of war. It is asymmetrical. You are dealing with, people who are pathologically evil. You are dealing with, if you like, psychopaths who will stop at nothing and who will do anything just, to violate all decent values that we all hold dear as human beings.